Hey everyone out there, welcome to Redevelop That. I'm your host, Derek Allen. Let's take a moment, sit down, and discuss all things redevelopment in the city of Henderson.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
Welcome back to Redevelop That. Got Derek and Tiffany here with the City of Henderson Redevelopment Agency. We're glad to have you back listening with us again. We hope you guys have been enjoying our episodes and our visitors and guests that we've been having on the show. You know, we've been able to meet with a lot of great business owners and leaders in the community and resources, business resources that are available for you as business owners here in the City of Henderson. You know, if you were able to catch last week's episode with Keita Williams with Employee NV Business Hub, hopefully if you have were able to take a listen to that episode and hear the resources that are available to you. If you haven't, I encourage you to go listen and see what Keita may be able to do for you in helping grow your business and get up and running. And so check that out. So we got some, today we're going to be able to hear from, we were able to meet with the new club, actually, the Rotary Club of Henderson After Hours. It's I don't know if you're familiar with Rotary, but we'll go over that here in a second. We met with Mark Roy and Larry Skaggs with the Henderson Rotary International Group, and so we're grateful to be able to sit down with them for a few minutes. But before we get into that, I think we have a few things coming up, don't we, Tiffany?
We do. We are hitting our busy event season here in the Water Street District. And we hope that you'll be able to come down for some of our upcoming events. Next weekend, actually, we have the Henderson Hot Rod Days coming up. It will be September 30th and October 1st along Water Street. The street will be closed and filled with old cars, classic cars, food vendors, everything. It's fun for the whole family. And then after that, on October 4th, we have National Night Out, which is a night of safety. It's sponsored by the Henderson Police Department. And there are great resources and family activities that night as well. And every Thursday, stop by to get your fresh produce from our farmers market, which is set up in Proctor Park in front of the municipal court, Thursday mornings, 8 a.m. to noon. And if you ever have any questions about the events coming up or the events that Derek and I mention on the podcast, make sure to check out cityofhenderson.com and search for Water Street Plaza events.
Yeah, we got a lot coming up here in the next few weeks. So check that out if you're looking for something to do during the week or on the weekends. The city has a lot of activities and events coming up, whether it's here in Water Street or anywhere within the city. I know there's several different events and stuff going on around. But the hot dog, it's not a hot dog, it's a hot rod.
Hot dog days.
It's the hot rod days. That is always a fun event. The car shows are pretty cool down here, the live music and stuff that goes on. And I always bring my family down here to check out the cars. And
I forgot to mention that this year's main event is going to be the Spin Doctors from the 90s.
Ooh, awesome.
Should be fun.
Will that be on the plaza or are they going to be in the pavilion? You know?
They'll be set up out here on the plaza. We have a stage coming in to get set up and they'll be performing on the plaza out in front of City Hall.
Is that on Friday or Saturday?
Friday night.
Awesome. Yeah, come on out. Spin Doctors. For all you Gen Xers out there, right? Know who they might be. So
All of us. I love the 90s.
All right. So awesome. Well, cool. Let's turn now to our local Rotary International Club. Like I said, Mark Roy and Larry Skaggs are members of the Henderson Rotary International organization, and to be honest, when I sat down with them, I didn't know a lot about the Rotary. But after I got done talking to them, I definitely have a lot of newfound knowledge and respect for what the service that the Rotary Club provides and the opportunities that may be available. If you're interested in joining the club, you could definitely will. Reach out to Mark or Larry, and they'll be more than happy to sit down, meet with you, and figure out how you can become a part. So, and the reason we sat down with Mark and Larry is they're starting a new chapter of the club here in downtown Henderson called the Rotary Club of Henderson After Hours. And so they're going to be meeting on the first and third Tuesdays of the month, of every month. Here in the downtown at the Pacific Diner on 18 West Pacific Avenue. But we'll remind you that at the end here also. But so sit back, relax for a few minutes, and let's listen in to what Mark and Larry have to say about Rotary International. Welcome back to Redevelop That. I'm Derek Allen, your host. Today, we have a great opportunity to hear from Mark Roy and Larry Skaggs of the Rotary International group, service organization here in Henderson. They are starting up a new chapter here in downtown Henderson that's going to be meeting here. We're so excited to have you guys on. Thanks for coming on our podcast today and being here, part of our group. We look forward to hear from you and what you guys got going on. I have to be honest, we were talking a little bit about Rotary International, and you asked the question about how much I know, and I'm like, I admit, I don't know a lot about your group, but I'm looking forward to learning a lot more about it.
Well, hopefully after this podcast, you'll know a lot more. And thank you for having us.
Yeah, glad to have you. So to start off, you know, what is the Rotary International? You know, what are you guys known for?
I'm going to start for a second and give you the official book definition, because I think it's important that we do that. And so I'm just going to read a paragraph or two here.
Sure.
But it says Rotary International is a humanitarian service organization which brings together business and professional leaders in order to provide community service, promote integrity, and advance goodwill, peace, and understanding in the world. We're non-political, non-religious organization, and membership is by invitation and based on various social factors. That's Rotary's definition. And I've always been taught for years as a Rotarian that we should have an elevator speech ready, so when somebody says, what's Rotary, we can tell them in 30 seconds what we do. And I learned all kinds of different ones, and the best one that I ever heard just recently is, don't have an elevator speech. When you ask me what's Rotary, my answer is going to be, Rotary can be whatever you want it to be. You want to join our group, come and give us your ideas, talk with us about things that need to be done in the community, that need to be done in the area, and if there's a way that we can make it work, we'll do it. And so Rotary has some general overall framework, but we can be whoever the local community group wants us to be.
And that's amazing. I mean, so generally speaking, you're a service organization, service group.
Yes.
You provide whatever service activities, as you mentioned, Larry, whatever the community needs,
yeah,
you guys can step in and fill that need.
And we're doing it and have been doing it successfully for over 100 years worldwide, a lesser amount of time here in Southern Nevada, but we're a group of over 1.4 million members right now worldwide. Again, statistically, I can give you all the numbers, 46,000 clubs worldwide, and in more than 200 countries around the world, which when you stop to think about it, the United Nations is only in 193 countries. So Rotary has a reach even beyond what the United Nations does. And we have local clubs all around the world that are doing things that are good for the communities.
Well, that, I mean, I guess that asks the question, you know, what are some of the activities that are being done worldwide? Well, we'll start in the worldwide platform. You know, what are some of the big activities that are being done at that level? And then, well, you know, what are being done? You know, what, because I know you're not the only chapter here in Southern Nevada.
Right.
You know, what are some of the stuff that's going on here locally that you'd
locally?
Share?
Well,
why don't you, given the polio side, and then okay, I will talk about some of the
as we were talking before the podcast, mm-hmm, we started recording this back in 1985. Rotary decided that to see what we could do to eliminate polio from the face of the earth. That's 1985. It's now 2022. We have four cases of polio in two countries and that's it. 4 endemic cases in 2022. Larry, what was the number when we started?
350,000 a year, or almost 1,000 a day, and we're down to last year the total for the whole year was 19.
Right. Wow. So, and it's been funded not only through Rotary, and by the way, the Rotary, the International Rotary Foundation, is the second largest nonprofit foundation in the world. And then Bill Gates joined us back in, I think it was 19 or late 1990, 91, around there. And he has donated millions upon millions of dollars in matching numbers from Rotarians that have donated and people from all over the world that have donated towards this cause. Uh-huh. And it is, it's something that Rotary is really, really proud of. But the people that are out in the field, we have people from this country and all over the world going to sites or countries to immunize with the Sabin vaccine children. And that's how we're getting to where we are, or we have gotten to where we are today, because the children of the world have been vaccinated from polio 1985 to 22. It's coming around where that's why these numbers are really going down. So just to try to explain that in this short little podcast is impossible.
No, I mean, just the, but I think the results are just, that's amazing.
It's
just
amazing.
The results.
Absolutely.
To go
amazing.
From 1,000 a day to 19 a year, is, mm-hmm. That's an amazing result of those efforts. So that's a.
But we're all involved, even at the local level. And that's what really counts. People like myself, Larry, the average guy in the street that wants to see what Rotary is all about, and that's why we're here today to talk to you about, they get involved in a worldwide project.
Yeah.
And they could look at it and see the results of what they have helped. Even though it may be just one person, they are involved.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Derek, you asked about what's been done locally, and I will tell you right now there's about a dozen different Rotary clubs in the Las Vegas Valley area.
Oh, okay.
Right now there's the Green Valley Rotary Club, mm-hmm. and that's the only active club in Henderson at this point, and that was why we're trying to start a new club, so that at least there's a second one here. But we don't necessarily look at geographical boundaries. If something mm-hmm. spreads over into Las Vegas or down into Boulder City or whatever, that's okay. Mm-hmm. We're gonna do what we can to help in the area.
Sure.
And so when you asked the question, I started mentally making a list of a few things that we've done, you know, with the clubs here just in Henderson. We've made numerous contributions to the food banks and stuff here in Henderson. With a program that's a nationwide program. It's not a Rotary program, but a nationwide program called Super Bowl of Caring, where we collect food on the day before the Super Bowl, yep. and they spell it S-O-U-P-E-R instead of trying
awesome.
To
yeah.
cut in on the NFL. But collecting food to help restock food pantries, because they get a lot of food donated mm-hmm. and things donated at Christmas time, but a month and a half later, they're running out of stuff. So it's a good time to do that. So we've done that. We've done bike rodeos for the kids, okay. where we go into the schools and teach the kids bicycle safety. We've worked with some other groups to get bikes donated to kids that don't have them. We've provided dictionaries and books to school kids. And what's amazing is some of these kids have never owned a book. They've had books at the library mm-hmm. or books at school, but they've never owned their own book. We've provided thousands of dollars in teacher mini grants where teachers from local schools can apply, and we'll give them a couple hundred bucks mm-hmm. up to maybe $300 or whatever for a special project that maybe normally they would fund out of their pocket, a teacher would fund out of their pocket, and now we've given them some money that they can do some things like that.
That's amazing.
We've been involved with the Henderson Library and yeah. doing stuff. We've done stuff with a group called, well, there's two, RILA and TLC. RILA stands for Rotary Youth Leadership Awards.
Okay.
TLC is Teen Leadership Camp.
Oh.
And we've taken kids from local high schools, and we sponsor a number of them each year. They go off for a long weekend at a camp.
Mm-hmm.
In Southern California is the one that we've used.
Okay.
Most of these kids know only one or two, if they're lucky, when they get there. When they come back, they're best friends with, you know, 150 other kids that were there at camp.
Awesome.
But they learn leadership skills. And it's not, in those cases, it's not done for kids that are disadvantaged or on mm-hmm. the bubble. It's done for kids that have already displayed leadership skills, and so we're trying to build those and make them leaders for in the future.
Sure.
There's all kinds of other projects. I could spend the rest of the afternoon telling you projects that are done by all the clubs around the Southern Nevada area, and a lot of times different clubs cooperate and work together, and you know, more than one club will go in on a project and do something. So whether it's, you know, providing clothes for homeless people, you know, buying things for kids at Christmas time, you know, or clothes for kids at Christmas time, the list of projects just goes on and on and on.
That's amazing. You definitely sound like you guys have your hands in a lot of good projects, good activities here in Southern Nevada.
And if, as we start this club up, if somebody comes to us and says, "Hey, what about this?" We'll look at it, and if it makes sense, we go forward with it, and we'll have a new project. And I can't even tell you what that even might be right now.
That's
and as when we talked before, starting a new club, we don't have a big bankroll right now,
mm-hmm.
but we're always looking for projects that we can get involved, maybe hands-on, and mm-hmm. do things for new members that say, "Well, I can't afford a lot of money to spend to write checks and do all this other stuff." That's not what we're looking for right now. We're looking for people that said, "Hey, I can give you an hour here, or yeah. I can spend 2 hours doing this once a month, or I can do this or that." And we combine that with 20 or 30 other people, and we can make an impact to a lot of different organizations.
Absolutely.
We also get involved with military.
Oh.
We were involved with the Green Valley Club, with USO,
mm-hmm.
their headquarters over at the airport.
Okay.
There are other organizations. One of them that comes to mind is Veterans Life Services.
Okay.
And they help, I hate to say it, homeless veterans
mm-hmm.
stay off the streets, and they feed them, and they try to get them back where, if they want to go to work or can go to work, they try to find them jobs. So we're involved in so many different facets within the community that it's just hard to define what Rotary in Henderson really is. It depends on the people within the club.
Sure. I mean, but the fact that you're willing to go down those avenues and explore whatever opportunities may be available to provide those services that are needed within the community is amazing. That you're open to those opportunities to step out and be a leader in those organizations within those groups. So that's amazing. The one that you mentioned that stuck out in my mind, just because I've been involved with the bicycle community a little bit here with the city of Henderson. We actually have a bike committee that we've sponsored. But you mentioned about doing the bike rodeos at the schools. We have worked with the RTC a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know Ron Floth. He used to be the bike coordinator over at RTC, and he was the one who coordinated a lot of those bike rodeos. So
yeah.
Those were always fun.
When we had the bike rodeo at the school that we were talking about, local police, Henderson police, got involved.
Mm-hmm.
We had, I think the chief sent over 6 officers on their bikes, on their motorcycles,
mm-hmm.
and they stayed there the entire time that we had this project going at the school, and taught the kids how to cross safely with a bike, how to make a U-turn, how to do different things, and the police were there with us, with our own volunteers, working with us side by side to get that accomplished, so it's a little more safety involved with these kids.
Well, that's amazing. Yeah, it's and that's where the cool part about that is just when the community comes together
mm-hmm.
And gather, you know, gets around a good cause that needs to be mm-hmm. Gotten around and successfully to help out somebody in need. It's really exciting part of being a good, you know, being part of a wonderful community like Henderson and good part of organizations like the Rotary is, that to have members that are willing to dedicate that time and resources to those. And so, I mean, how does someone get involved? How do you get involved?
Well, right now, we've just printed a little bit of a brochure. I'll be out there. Larry will be out there talking to different people, business owners. But right now, as we get started, we probably will start with about somewhere around 10 to 15 people in the club. Once we reach 20 within the club, then we can apply for our own charter. We need 20 members. Okay. Right now, we are going to be called a provisional club, but we're still a Rotary club mm-hmm. as we start, and we're following all of the Rotary rules. Larry, I don't know.
Well, if it's all right, Derek, can you put out our email address and those kinds of things in your follow-up here rather than us sitting here now doing that? If you could, you've got all the information. If you can provide that at the end. As how people can get in touch with us if they're interested in joining our group. If not, if they want to join an established group, there are about a dozen groups all around the Las Vegas Valley. If somebody is listening to this and they live on the other side of town and maybe work in Henderson or whatever, they can go to the Rotary International's website, rotary.org, and find out just about anything that they want about where clubs are located and things that they can do to join, in other clubs. Unfortunately, because we're still a provisional club, none of our information is on Rotary's website yet, but we get chartered, it will be.
And I'll add to it, our website is actually up, but it's not open to the public yet. It's called HendersonRotaryAfterHours.org. I'm sure you'll finish that up.
Yeah, HendersonRotaryAfterHours.org. Okay, yeah, we'll definitely get that out there.
Hopefully that will be up and running within the next couple of weeks.
Cool.
And we've already started that. So we're pretty well on our way to get this started, and we're really getting excited about it because there's a lot of things that can be done within this city.
Do you guys want to explain the after hours?
Just after hours, after work, we're going to be meeting at Pacific Diner to start with. The owner there is not normally open in the evening, but has agreed to host us for an evening event twice a month.
He's going to be joining our Rotary Club. He's going to become a Rotarian.
But we'll be there from 6 to 7, about 7:30 twice a month on first and third Tuesday. So
there you go. So that's the after hours part
that's
of it.
That's the after hours.
After hours.
Make it easier for business people to get involved within your own community rather than say, gee, I wish I could do that.
Well, we're glad to have you down here in the Water Street area. So, yeah, Pacific Diner, for all those listening, is over on Pacific Avenue, just off of Water Street. And so,
but they'll be moving.
They are. I don't know if that's... I don't know if I can officially say anything yet. So.
No.
Okay, right, then don't say anything.
We'll leave that alone. Okay.
I'll leave that... we'll leave that there.
Okay.
But that's great. We always are looking for great organizations to come in, especially into redevelopment areas. As a redevelopment agency, our job is to help revitalize and to really bring back our aging communities and neighborhoods and businesses that are they're looking to grow and looking to be a part of the community and not just feel like they're being aged out of the community as most of Henderson seems to be growing to the west about as fast as mm-hmm. we can. Sometimes our older communities get forgotten about a little bit, and so that's our job is to make sure they don't get forgotten about and that they get a little bit of attention when we can give it and help them. And so when we have great organizations like yourselves coming in to especially into our downtown, that makes us definitely excited to see new groups that we can turn to help us in our efforts to build our community here within the downtown and within our other redevelopment areas. And so we're excited to have you down here and be a part of the area.
Thank you very much for hosting us and giving us the opportunity to talk to you.
No, that's one of those one of these great opportunities that just kind of present themselves. You never quite know who we're going to run into out here. And so it's one of those.
Derek, I don't know how much time we have available here, but you asked in one of your previous questions before we went live here about memorable moments that we've had in Rotary. And I would like to take an opportunity, if we have time, to share a couple.
How about it?
And I need to preface this by saying when I first joined Rotary, it was not here in Henderson. It was back in the Midwest when I was living in the Chicago suburbs. And I was told by my employer that I had to join Rotary. You know, he was making sure, I worked for the suburban Chicago Police Department, and everybody on the command staff had to belong to a service club. And so when I got promoted, I was put into a Rotary club. And I was a Rotary member for a long time, but I was not a Rotarian. And I think now that I've been here for a long time doing this, I can say that there's a difference. Rotary members come once every 2 weeks or once a week or however often the club meets, and they have a meal and they leave and, you know, maybe show up for a project here and there, and that's it. When you become a Rotarian is when you get involved in a project that touches you in one way or another, and we have what we call Rotary moments. And like, and it hasn't been so good in the last few years, but like any good investment, wherever you put something into it, you expect to get more back, or at least get back what you put into it. And I've got to tell you, in the 20 plus years that I've been in Rotary, I've gotten way more back than what I've put in. I spend a lot of time with this. I've spent a fair amount of money. We've traveled all over the world with different things with Rotary. But I've gotten so much back. The one that I want to share with you locally is out of the old Green Valley Club, or the current Green Valley Club, a few years ago. We had a guy in the club who dresses up as Santa Claus every year and goes out, and mostly through his pocket, but through donations and other things, provides hundreds and hundreds of toys for kids in the Henderson community. And goes out into the community with a bunch of Rotarians along with him, pulls up and parks in the week before Christmas, and hands out toys and games and books and everything else to underserved children. And I was doing this a couple years ago and standing there, and handed this young man, I would say maybe 10, 12 years old, a package, and he ripped it open and just started screaming and running away from the neighborhood, just screaming and everything, that he had a book, and it was his. And he said, "I've got a book, I've got a book, look at this, I've got a book." And I have tons of books at home. If I want to go get a book, I go buy a book, or I go to the library and get a book. This young man never owned a book. And he was so excited. And he came back a few minutes later, and he was waving the book around, showing all of his friends, showing everybody else, "Look what I got from Santa. I got a book." And it just hit me inside that, you know, we had spent a few hours of our day going out and handing out toys to, and this was a big, big deal to this kid.
Absolutely.
You know, but the other one that I have to share with you, and this is probably one of my favorite Rotary stories, and most people, when they first get involved, don't get involved at this level, but my wife and I went a number of years ago to Mexico with a group of Rotarians from our whole Rotary district, which covers Southern Nevada and a chunk through Southern California, all the way over to Pasadena.
Oh, wow.
So there's about 60-plus clubs that are involved in the district. And the district that year had a project where we were going to do a wheelchair distribution down in Hermosillo, Mexico. And we paid for it. There was no money for us to go. We paid our own hotel room, our own airfare to get there, everything else. My wife's not a Rotarian, but she went along anyway. And the local Rotary Club down there had worked with a local organization to determine people that needed wheelchairs. And so we had had a whole semi-load of wheelchairs that were delivered down there, and we went out for a couple days in groups of six or whatever, with three of our Rotarians and three from down there, and took a truck out, and here's where we go next, here's where we go next, here's where we go next. And one of the first stops we made, there was a lady sitting out in front of a shack in a wheelchair that looked like it was 100 years old. And sitting there in the shade, and she said, "I'm so glad to see you." She says, "I knew my new wheelchair was coming today." And it started to hit me inside. And the next stop we went to, there was a little, I think, 15 or 16-year-old girl that had never walked. Right. She was born with some birth defect and had, and so she's sitting on the floor, concrete floor, inside, again, a little bit nicer house, but still not a place that you or I would probably live in. And myself and one other guy picked this girl up off the floor, and one of the local Rotarians held the wheelchair, and we set her down in his chair. And I'm getting a lump in my throat talking about this. It's been 8 or 10 years ago now that this happened, and it still affects me. And the smile on that girl's face, that now she had a way to get around, and her mom was standing over by the window with tears running down her face, and I said, "Now I know why I'm a Rotarian." And like I said, I'm getting a lump in my throat talking about this, but everybody has their Rotary moments, and those are two that I've had. And again, I could sit and tell you 10 other ones, both locally and different places. But that's what Rotary does. That's what Rotary is. And you know, so when you say I've made an investment into Rotary, I've gotten back way more than I've ever put into it.
It's a good return on your investment.
Absolutely. It's a lot better than the market's doing right now.
Right. It's a human return. I'm not going to go into any stories, but October will be 21 years that I'm a Rotarian. It's 2001.
Awesome.
Rotary has changed my life. Rotary has made me a better person. And that's all I'll say. That's how much I want this club to start and to grow and to work within the community. And at the same time, meeting new people, making new friends, having socials with people that, new people. Your list keeps growing.
And two things, Derek, that I want to touch on, because we haven't talked about it at all. We do a lot of good things for the community and try to do a lot of service, but we also try to do things for our own members to build them to be better leaders. So if you're in a position in any organization and you want to increase your leadership skills or whatever, get to be a better public speaker, get to be more involved, we've got the avenues and the opportunities for that to happen. And so we try to do what we can to build leaders. The other thing that we want to do, and we've got it in our brochure, I think it's even in capital letters, we want to have fun. This is not supposed to be, I got to go to Rotary and work again this week. We want to get together and have fun. And as Mark mentioned, we meet a lot of great people in Rotary through our own clubs, through other clubs, people that we come out to serve, you know, various different things. And this is supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I want to make sure that we don't make this sound like it's a chore and a burden to be a Rotarian. No. It's not. It's a lot of fun.
That's the best part about, you know, about any service organizations, that, you know, if you're not enjoying what you're doing and having fun and really, you know, feeling the spirit of what you're about, then yeah, what's the.
And as I mentioned to you before we started, Rotary International did a survey a number of years ago. They hired a company to come in and do a nationwide survey in the U.S. And they found that the majority of people that joined Rotary initially joined because they wanted to do service in the community. And then they went back and they asked these people that had been in 3 years or more, "Why are you still in Rotary?" And the overwhelming answer was because of the fun and the people that they'd met. "Yeah, we get to do service, but I met so many new people, and I got to do this, and I got to do that." And so service was still an important thing,
sure,
but the friendships and the camaraderie became the number one reason why they stayed.
And that's amazing. That's amazing to have that ability to create that community and to create that, you know, that group that has, you know, has purpose. And to be able to come together as in one purpose for the good of the whole, and that's I know within our city and within our country, you know, to be able to have those types of leaders and those types of individuals like yourselves to be able to lead and to serve like that is, you know, we need way more of that. We need a lot more caring and compassion for others and then to help heal some of the trials in people's lives. And so we're grateful. We're grateful you guys are wanting to grow and to build and grow here in Henderson.
Well, we appreciate that you giving us the opportunity to tell people who we are, and hopefully, you know, somebody will hear this and say, I want to do that, and they'll get in touch with us, and, you know, we can make the group bigger and do more. Yep.
We'll get your name out there for you, see what we can do. So
that'd be wonderful. Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Well, Mark, Larry, we are so grateful that you came on and we had the opportunity to get to know you and to know a little bit more about your organization and what you guys are about. So we look forward to see great things from you guys here on Water Street, at least, and definitely within Henderson. And so we wish you guys the best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And you never can tell me. You may want to have us come back in a year from now to let you know where we are and what we have accomplished so far.
We'll have you back on to follow up and see where you're at. So that's
wonderful. Be
look
great.
Forward to it.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, we're back. Hopefully you enjoyed that interview with Mark Roy and Larry Skaggs with Rotary International. They are involved in a lot of great projects and a lot of great service-oriented projects here within our valley and throughout the world. You know, as they talked about their goal of ending polio, you know, that's one of their big pushes as a worldwide organization that they are going out and trying to eliminate polio throughout the world. And so, but they have a great, you know, great organization of service-oriented and service-minded individuals, you know, always and continually looking for projects here locally. And so if this is something that, you know, that you think you might be interested in, I highly encourage you to get involved. A great group of individuals and, you know, the clubs that they have, you know, help you to meet new people, you know, so, you know, socially get out and meet others, business owners and other leaders in our community who may be involved in Rotary. And so I encourage you, like I said, Mark and Larry, they're starting up this new club here in Henderson called Henderson After Hours. And so we encourage you to go visit their website and or email them and check them out.
It's a great way to get out and make a difference in the community and meet other business owners and like-minded individuals while doing something great and giving back.
Yep, absolutely. And like I said, they're going to be meeting on the first and third Tuesdays of every month at the Pacific Diner on 18 West Pacific Avenue. So if that's something you're interested in, they're going to meet in the evenings. They're meeting in the evenings at 6 p.m. So for all you that have a lot of going on during the day and have a little extra time at night, this may be the club for you to be able to meet at 6 in the evenings on those Tuesdays.
And if you want more information, you can find them at hendersonrotaryafterhours.org.
Perfect. That's what we like. So, well, awesome. Hopefully, like I said, hopefully you enjoyed that, found that interesting. Again, if you guys are enjoying this podcast, continue to invite you to come back and keep listening. We've got quite a few more great interviews coming up. And again, if it's something that you feel that you'd be interested in having us come and talk with you and meet with you, talk about your business and talk about how redevelopment's made an impact on your business, please reach out to us. You can email me at derek.allen, that's derek.allen, A-L-L-E-N, at thecityofhenderson.com. And we'd be more than happy to schedule time to come out and meet with you. So again, it's been a great opportunity to meet with these guys in at the Rotary International, and we look forward to next coming up. We have Drew with Arcturus Media. He's a local downtown Henderson resident, and he is into videography and doing all sorts of media related stuff. And so we look forward to sitting down. We sat down with him
little bit ago, but you know, he has a great story and a great business that he's growing here in downtown Henderson. So check back next week and listen in on what's going on. And then, you know, maybe you can invite Drew to come over and sit down with you and see about getting your stuff out on the internet, whether it's in video or other social media outreach efforts he's involved in. So it was a great interview. So check back next week with us on Monday, and he'll be there for you. So I think that was it, huh, Tiffany?
I think that's it for today.
Awesome.
Thanks for always coming back and joining us.
Yeah, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode.